I've been married 61 years to the same woman. One of the things I learned, if you court your wife before marriage, you should court her the rest of your life.
There you go. That courting, you know, maybe you're thinking, what in the world does that mean? You know, what does it mean to court your wife, love your wife? Well, that guy's got 61 years under his belt, so he knows a thing or two. Today, we're talking to engaged couples. You're thinking of being engaged. You're planning being engaged. You are engaged. You got some wedding date this summer. We're going to ask for you, listeners, to give the best advice you can to people who are thinking about getting married. The best advice you can. Are you ready? Let's get intentional together right now.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. That's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your marriage, here's Randy.
All right, come on in and let's open the doors here and talk about being intentional and helping those coming behind us. If you're married today, or you've been married for a long time, or maybe for at least long enough that you know a few things, you've experienced a few things, and you see a younger couple or a couple coming behind you that's thinking of getting married, they're in the engagement process, maybe even have a wedding date nearby or in the future, here is the question. What one piece of counsel, one thought, one thing you have learned that would be helpful to them? Now, let's try to be positive here. And I know maybe you're struggling, but something you could say, hey, this is what I've learned. I'd like to pass on to someone else who's coming along. Every person's different. Every experience is different. But there tends to be themes that run through relationships. And as a counselor working with people for over 30 years, we see some general themes that continue to return and repeat themselves. So I would ask you, you know, what's a thought, a word of counsel, something you want to share? 888-888-1717 is the number. Come on in and let's talk. And we appreciate, by the way, we mentioned yesterday, I'll mention again today about this match challenge that has been made available to the ministry. And we have some friends who have called, and I want to say thanks to them in a few minutes. I want to thank each of you for your prayers and your passion. I want to also say thanks to those of you who've been registering for the upcoming Intentional Love Marriage Conference in Mesa and Glendale, July 15 and 16, and then at Youth Haven in Rives Junction, Michigan, the following Saturday, the 23rd, Saturday morning. So we got a Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and then the following week, a Saturday morning in Michigan. It's going to be great. We're going to have a fantastic time. It's your summer date break experience. So get your tickets. Get registered at theintentionallife.com. Okay? All right. What advice would you give to a couple getting close to their wedding date? Let's get at it. 888-888-1717.
I've been married 22 years. I've been with a man for 24 years. He was not a Christian when we met, but he was a wonderful person, and I decided to marry him, and he has come to know the Lord, but it was a long process, and I made my decisions totally different from the way he made his decisions. Now it's wonderful, but if I had it to do all over again, I would have walked away and not been unequally yoked, because I truly believe that if he had known Christ was that important, he would have looked into it quicker and actually maybe come to the Lord faster than by marrying him. And it is difficult to be unequally yoked, but we are happy and he's always been a great man. Now he's a fantastic man.
Oh, good for you. You know, when we see the happy endings to a journey that, you know, get on a path, you look back and say, whoops, shouldn't have been on this path. But God has a way of moving in the lives of people, and we see reconciliation, restoration, people coming to him. And, you know, this thing of being unequally yoked, probably everybody listening has heard it. Most of you probably understand the concept. You know, you got to be on the same page. You're pulling in the same direction. We've used the analogy, and it's been taught probably in places you've been. But it's a really big deal. It's not just a, you know, one of these, well, they're Christians and that's what they're supposed to say deal. This is a life practical issue here. If you and the person you're getting married to don't agree on things that matter, all the love you have for each other and all the excitement and passion and, you know, thinking that everything's going to be okay is very likely to blow up in your face when things get tough and you got to fall back on your values and your beliefs. So let me be clear up front. If the expectation is that after you get married, that person is somewhere or other going to change, wake up. That generally doesn't happen. Now, we'll have stories of people where it does happen, but generally it doesn't happen. What you get before you get married is usually what you'll get after you get married. As far as anything that you say, well, I got a red flag or a yellow flag about that. The formula, it's the formula that we use here. It's expectations. Whenever they're larger than, use the larger than sign, expectations larger than reality is always going to create a level of disillusionment, discouragement, and disappointment in your marriage. So before you say I do, our challenge today is to hear words of advice. So we got the calls coming in. We're going to get them on here very quickly. One thing you'd like to say, you know, advice you'd pass along to someone who's about to get married. I think that's Alicia. Alicia, are you on the line? Is that you on line one?
Hi.
Hi there. Welcome to the program. How are things in Texas today?
They're hot.
Yeah. The whole country seems to be getting whacked here and there throughout this month.
Oh, yeah.
All right. What's your one advice for someone getting married?
The one thing I can tell you is do not enter into marriage lightly. When you get married, you know, the vow that you make to each other, it's important. It's very important. But the vow that, you know, you're making this vow to God before, it's a holy covenant. And not give up because trials will come. It's not a matter of, you know, oh, maybe this will happen. It definitely will come your way because the devil wants nothing more than to destroy families and just hold your ground. I would say that it's very important that your believers, you know, God helped me through this time and time again. But just to dig your heels in and not give up, you know?
So in your case, it turned out being tougher than you thought. The expectations didn't necessarily be reality.
Little girls grow up with this ideal that, you know, that true love is going to come and sweep me off into the sunset. And that's not true at all. That kind of love, real love, is from God the Father. I'm not saying that that we don't have love for one another and that we grow, that our love grows. But trials and tribulations, they will come regardless, whether it's money, whether it's, you know, children, whether it's something as devastating as, you know, adultery or whatever. I'm just saying that if you'll trust God, go to Him first before you make a rash decision about, you know, separation, divorce, all these things. Don't give up. It is so worth it. And I've been married now for 26 years.
Good for you.
And praise God.
All right. Well, we are. And 26 years shows that you've been staying at it, working at it. And hopefully some folks are listening today. Alicia, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. I think adding on to that, Chris wants to say something in Arizona. Comment on advice for those thinking of getting married or engaged today. Chris, welcome to Intentional Living Center.
Hi, thank you.
What would you say?
So I recently came across a verse in Proverbs that says it's to a man's glory to overlook an offense. And I wish I'd have found that verse earlier on in my marriage. My wife and I have been married 10 years. And I think the message is twofold for that. The first is, of course, if you overlook an offense, you know, and it's not just an offense, it's an issue, it's when your feelings get hurt, when you overlook things that happen in your marriage that would normally cause a conflict, the first benefit is to your marriage because you're avoiding a conflict. And the second benefit that happens is you provide an opportunity for the Lord to work on what you need to work on in relation to that offense, whether it's being less sensitive, being more open to feedback from your spouse. I mean, there's an endless amount of things that can come out of that. And I feel like I had that information 10 years ago. It would have been a lot less conflict. My wife and I have a very good marriage. We had a rough spell at about 3.5-4 years, and we got some marriage counseling back then, and we're together 10 now. But I feel like that one little piece of advice and acting on that piece of advice and allowing God to minister to me on what I needed to learn instead of engaging and trying to work through the issue would have helped me grow as a person and helped my marriage have less conflict over the last 10 years.
Good advice. Start with ourselves, move out from there. And 10 years, that's good. Good progress. Most marriages, the percentage of marriages that fail tend to fail in the first 7 years because of some of the things you're hearing today. They don't, you know, people don't work through those issues. They don't learn to communicate, or the pattern to make a marriage work gets set in those early years. And the fact that, you know, 3 or 4 years in, you say, hey, this ain't working so well. Let's work on it. Let's get some new direction. Makes a difference. Appreciate your call, Chris. Thank you, my friend.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Talking marriage today. We've got engaged people standing behind us here. Coming up the path, what do you say to them? One thing, one word of advice. Somebody needs to hear you today. 888-888-1717.
Hello, my name is Corey, and I listen to the program a lot. I absolutely love it. I was just wondering if you could give some advice on new marriages and housing. I am currently getting ready to get married. I live in an apartment right now at my aunt and uncle's house that I don't have to pay on. They're having me live there as a blessing because I'm a pastor. I am getting married, and my fiance isn't crazy about the idea of living there, and she's wanting to buy a house, but I'm looking at the finances and not quite sure how we can do that. I'm not totally sure how to address it. So if you could possibly do that, I would greatly appreciate it because I love this advice and I could use some of it right now. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, listen, let me just be very blunt. Don't get married until you get an answer to that question. Just don't get married until you get an answer to that question. If you're getting married and you're looking at the budget and you're saying the reality is we can't live in our own home or our own apartment or, you know, whatever it is, we need to live with my aunt and uncle, and your bride-to-be is saying, not so much, not too excited. If the two of you don't have a plan, a financial plan, a value plan where you value the same thing of what the priorities are going to be and a schedule that you're working toward, yeah, love may carry you through, and that's great, and it will if you trust God. There's no question you can get into that, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a lot more miserable. Make sure you get it worked out before you do it, and come to an agreement. The scripture is very clear. Even the little passage in Amos, it says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement? So get on the same page before you say, I do. Okay, Sylvia, welcome to the program, Sylvia.
Good morning.
I appreciate your call. What's one piece of advice?
Well, I was married to my husband for 29 wonderful years. He passed away 3 years ago. Mm. And the one thing that we always we decided on was that divorce was not an option. It was never up for option. And it was all commitment, and you just didn't let other things get in the way.
Well, I'll tell you, the problem is in our culture today is that divorce is not only an option, it is almost an expected outcome for a lot of young couples. They talk about trial marriages and a lot of couples not even getting married. They're just cohabiting, living together, and seeing if it works out. They've seen examples from their parents that didn't turn out so well, and so they're gun shy. And I think this younger generation, when they enter marriage, want to do so with being more intentional. That's why we talk about intentional living. And what happens, Sylvia, is when you leave that back door open with the idea that if this doesn't pan out the way I think it should, or my expectations aren't being met, or I'm not feeling like I did then as I do now, and there's the back door, I'm out of here. And once we keep that door open, basically for any reason, or at least reasons that make sense to us, a lot of people take that exit. So don't make it an option. Don't make divorce the option when you get married. Make sure it's clear. Hey, we're in this. We're in to make this work. That's why we need to be honest up front and deal with things up front. It'll take a lot of love and patience. Thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate your call.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, it's good advice. All right, we got more callers, got more comments. We're talking about one piece of advice for engaged couples coming up behind you here at Intentional Living. Thanks for your calls.
Hi, Dr. Andy. My name is Katie, and I was in a relationship for 2 years, and we were getting ready to get married, and I started listening to your show, and I started becoming intentional with my relationship with my boyfriend. And after 2 years, he just decided that it wasn't for him and just decided to move on. But thanks to your encouraging words and shows that I hear, I try to stay intentional with my walk with Christ. I just want to thank you a lot for that. Just keep me in your prayers, and thanks a lot for everything.
Well, you're very welcome. You know, I hear a young lady like that, and I hear her story and the fact that we were there at a point in her life, and I don't know if she's still listening. She may come and go. We know people pass through as they turn the radio on and they hear something that they need at that moment. And you probably have a story as well of how God has used the Intentional Living radio program and this ministry in your life. And that story, frankly, the stories you hear, including some of yours, was made possible because of the generosity of our listeners like you. And there's so many others that we want to continue to reach on the radio and around the world online with this message of living intentionally in Christ. It is a timely message. It's an important message. It's a strategic message. It's a biblically based message. It's a life transformational message. And today, listen, I'm inviting you to be an important part of God's story by sharing with us a generous gift to this ministry. And right now, what a perfect time, because we have friends of the ministry who are going to match your gift right now, dollar for dollar, when you share, when you call or go online right now. So, for example, your gift of $100 will become $200 for the ministry to help us reach more people. A gift of $1,000 will become $2,000 and so on. Up to $100,000, we're well on our way to seeing this reached for the ministry overall of Family Life Communications. And I'm thankful, and God bless you for standing with us. So you're not only going to make a difference with your gift, but you're going to see it multiplied into thousands of others over the lives of other people around the world. All you have to do is listen, go and pick up the phone and go online right now. Either way, you can call 888-888-1717 and then press number 4. That's our regular number here. Press 4 goes right to our ministry staff. 888-888-1717, press number 4, or go online to theintentionallife.com, and when you do, just click on the donate button. Let me reach over here, because we have a couple gifts we want to send out that are kind of cool. They're music, a CD we created from the music you hear on the radio station, For Your Life. It's a music for your life, from Big Daddy Weave and Jeremy Camp and Aaron Schust and Josh Wilson and many others. That, along with 40 years of contemporary Christian music on DVD, a concert with some of the best-known artists over 40 years. Some of my friends who have been singing for so many years, folks like the Newsboys, Larnell Harris, Mark Schultz, Stephen Curtis Chapman, many others. It was recorded at a live event on DVD, and it's our gift to say thank you. Would you come and join us? Please, appreciate it. Again, go to theintentionallife.com or call 888-888-1717. Okay, and press number 4. Come and join us. God bless you. All right, we got more callers, more content, more help for engaged couples. Don't go away.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are still open, 1-888-888-1717. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Don't go away. Dr. Randy's got more to help you be intentional for your marriage. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Have you ever been wounded by hope? Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
Maybe you ask God for something you never got. You believe for a marriage, or for a healing, or for a job, and it just didn't happen. And now you feel abandoned. It's almost like you don't want to have hope again. Maybe you're even getting comfort in the places you shouldn't. Food, alcohol, too much Facebook. You know you should stop, but these things feel more real than God sometimes. Listen, The quick fix can't really protect you from the pain, it just covers it. Only God can give you comfort that will really last. While your hope for something may be gone, hope itself is still possible because of how much God loves you and because His plan isn't finished yet. For Intentional Living, this is Dr. Greg Jentz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. I saw a great post the other day on the Intentional Living Facebook page. It was from Psalm 143, verse 8. Let me hear in the morning your steadfast love. For in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go. For to you I lift up my soul. If you need some encouragement, especially in the mornings, check out the Intentional Living Facebook page at theintentionallife.com/broadcast. It's a great place to be encouraged, and you might just find His steadfast love waiting for you right there. Dr. Andy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome back. We're talking about engaged couples. I got a plethora of phone calls ready to go, so let me get Adam here. And Lisa and Robin and Jackie and LaDonna, just share with us. I'm going to take you one at a time. Just share with us one piece of advice because I want to get you on here in the last couple of minutes. Let me start with Lisa. She's been waiting the longest. Lisa, welcome from Michigan. Appreciate your call.
Hi. I just wanted to share that communication is the biggest key. I've been married almost 22 years for the second time for he and I both. And you got to marry your best friend. If you're not best friends first, then you shouldn't be together.
Yeah, and if you don't communicate, you know, we do communicate even if we don't try, but we've got to communicate. We've got to break through, understand our spouse. I'm going to be doing a session at our Intentional Love Marriage Conference on reading your spouse, getting behind their eyes, how to read your mate. If you don't communicate, you're dead in the waters. Okay, thank you, Lisa. Appreciate it. Good advice. Let me move up the line here to Robin next. She's also in Michigan. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
What's your one advice?
My advice is be faithful to God first, then to each other. Marriage is a picture of God's church, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and the two become one. The three become one. Marriage is forever and ever and ever and ever. It's eternal.
Well, I'll tell you what, it is at least for lifetime. You know, that's an interesting discussion because the Bible talks about there'll be no marrying and giving of marriage in heaven. But I will tell you this, God's intention certainly is that marriage would be for a lifetime until death do us part. And I think what you're saying that I really want to camp on for a moment is don't get married unless you're really committed to this. Now, you just have to understand before you say I do that things are going to change. They're going to change physically, emotionally, spiritually, life, kids, money, everything. And so when you enter with great positive expectations, but also with a great deal of reality in mind that there's two human beings getting married. Okay, thank you, Robin, for that reminder. Let me move on. Jackie's in Maryland. Jackie, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Appreciate you listening online.
No, actually, I'm driving through Michigan.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm glad you're listening. Yeah, you can find us online, by the way, when you get back to Maryland. We'll always tune in. We're here for you. Okay, what advice do you give?
My advice is always pray for your spouse, but make sure that you're praying in love and trusting the Lord to do the work in them and not you. Not praying in a nagging way.
Yeah, because, you know, we're not the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Which is easy to become, you know, in our
marriage.
Yeah. How long have you been married, Jackie?
I've been married 14 years.
And you've learned this. Is this a kind of a personal reflection?
Yeah. Yeah, the Holy Spirit really stopped me dead in my tracks one day. You know, I was praying everything, my list that I wanted, and the Holy Spirit said, you know, your husband belongs to me, and I'm going to do what I will in my timing.
That's good.
You know, he said, you need to make sure that you're heard in prayer.
Lost the phone. Hey, listen, Jackie, thanks for your call. I'm glad you're listening, driving across Michigan. Anywhere, by the way, any listeners where you catch us on the radio, you can always hear us online anywhere on the planet at theintentionallife.com. Appreciate it. Let me get LaDonna on in New Mexico. LaDonna, what's your one advice for engaged couples?
Don't hesitate to get good Christian counseling if you think it will help. This marriage is my husband's fourth,
and my one and only. And I went into it and told him that divorce was not going to be an option. And, of course, because of his past, that's where he runs to. So when the communication barriers go up, we've always gone to a good Christian counselor to help us break through that. And we've been married 22 years now.
Wow. Well, as we know, we tend to fall back on the patterns of past behavior. The best predictor of future behavior is past behavior. And the fact that we said enough, we stopped, and we're going to get counseling and trust God is a sign. I'm sure it's been tough, but it's also a sign of God's goodness. LaDonna, thank you for your call. Appreciate your advice today.
You know,
today we've got as many calls on as we could, time-wise. I think you've heard it if you're engaged. You know, the Bible uses this little phrase, if those who have ears to hear, let them hear. I guess I would say that. If you have ears to hear, listen to what you've heard. These are real people, and they're here because they love you, and we love you, and we want the best for you. We're pro-marriage, by the way, but enter it knowing that it's got to be a God-centered marriage to make it work intentionally.
Hi, Dr. Andy. My name is Darcy, and I am currently engaged to a very wonderful man who is serving our country bravely in Afghanistan. After listening to many of your programs, I realized that I do consider myself to be a single woman with an attachment. And I know that sounds funny because I am engaged, but he's spending 9 months in a different land, so it's hard for me to do everything by myself. But through your program, I learned how to support him in a real way, how I can get support from him and ask him for different things that I need. It's just been a blessing to listen to the ministry that you provide, knowing that I'm being prayed for every single day by people I don't even know. And it's just wonderful. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And thank you for all the prayers and everything you've ever done for us.
You're very welcome, and thank you. I just got 60 seconds to wrap this up, and you know, you guys, because of your prayers and your support financially, we can do this. And we have a friend of the ministry saying, look, I'll match every gift, every dollar that comes in for the overall ministry and intentional living during this time. And I want to thank Diane from Buckeye, the Phoenix area, sharing $100. Thank you. I want to thank Catherine from Palm Springs, California, joining us with a gift of $25, which is going to be matched. And then I want to thank Janice from Panama City, Florida, who joined us at $100, not only one time, but every month. Thank you. And that 100 first month is going to be matched. Your gift can be matched as well. And I appreciate your standing with us. We really need your help in these summer months with Intentional Living. Call and talk to our staff or go online, theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or call 888-888-1717 and press number 4. Okay, God bless you. Thanks for joining us. I'll see you next time from Intentional Living.